That's fine.
Okay.
And then I'll fix it, and then I'll put it in the record.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's hard. And we, right now, we have a bunch of different people doing different things, so we're kind of working through it.
Welcome. This public hearing on the Zoning Board of Appeals of the Town of Orchard Park is called to order at 7 p.m. on this 20th day of May. Will everyone please join me in saying the pledge of flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So, welcome, and let me take this opportunity to introduce you to the members of the board. To my left, we have our building inspector, John Whitman. Gonna totally butcher your last name again. Natalie Naraki. Our attorney, John Bailey. Mike Williams, Tim Bowers, Bob Lennox. To my right, Bob Metz, Dwight Mateer, and then our secretaries, Kristen Mahoney and Rose Messina. If anyone appearing before this board is related through family, financial, or business relationship with any member of this board, it is incumbent upon him to make it known under state law and code of ethics. The first order of business will be the approval of the minutes of the previous meeting. Each meeting of the board has previously received and read the minutes of the previous meeting date. So we have three this month. There is February 18th, March 18th, and April 15th. The chair will entertain a motion that the reading of these minutes be dispensed with approval of the same.
So moved.
With the corrections as we discussed.
Second.
Okay. Question? Mike?
Yes.
Kim?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dwight?
Yes.
And the chair also. All persons making an appeal before this board will be heard in accordance with the town's laws of the state of New York, Article 16, Sections 267, 279, and 288, Subdivision 3, and the Town of Orchard Park Zoning Ordinance. Per Section 144-63E1, all public notices have been filed. Any person aggrieved by any decision of the Board of Appeals may present to a court of record a petition duly verified setting forth that such decision is illegal, specifying the grounds of the illegality. Such petition must be presented to the court within 30 days after filing of the decision in the office of the town clerk. Will the secretary please read the affidavit of publication and posting of the legal notice for this meeting?
Notice is hereby given that the Zoning Board of Appeals of the Town of Orchard Park, New York, will hold a public hearing on Tuesday, the 20th of May, 2025, at 7 o'clock p.m. in the Orchard Park Community Activity Center, 4520 California Road, in said town, in the matter of the following appeals.
Let the record show that site inspections for tonight's cases were made by Mike?
Yes.
Kim?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dwight?
Yes.
And the chair also. So before we go any further, if anyone here is for item number 4177 Abbott Road, that meeting or that case is not on tonight's agenda. It will be hopefully next month.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're here for that, you don't have to stay. So the way that our meeting will work tonight is Kristen will read an item on the agenda. The petitioner will come forward and explain to us about their project. After the project has been explained, the board will ask questions. I will then go to the audience, and if you are here to speak for the project, you can do so. And if you are speaking against the project, you may do so. If you are speaking, I need you to state your name and your address, and you'll have 3 minutes to speak. Once everyone has been given an opportunity to speak, the petitioner will have one last opportunity to address any concerns, but there's going to be no more going to the audience. After that, the board will discuss what was presented to us, and we will make a decision. So with that being said, can you please read the first item on the agenda?
ZBA file number 13-25, Andrew Devine, 10 Edgewater Drive, zoned R1. SBL number 185.05-1-27, sublot 35, map cover 2528. Requests an area variance for a 13-foot side setback to construct a 13.75-foot wide two-story addition to the side of the garage. Side setback in an R1 zone is 15 feet. Section 144, attachment 15, height, lot, yard, and bulk regulations.
Good evening, board. My name is Jim Bammel from Bammel Architects, representing 10 Edgewater. We are making a request for a side yard variance on the north side of what was stated at 13.75 feet for a conditional garage space to be added. Family's growing. They've got kids growing up in another spot, and they're going to try to add a little secondary family room behind it towards the lake, which is the rear of the property. They've approached their neighbors and have had a couple of letters that were submitted through, three of which were across the street, primarily because they wanted to make sure that the view shot of the lake was maintained. Those three also did say that they're in approval with this, because we're not really taking that view away. On the north side, neighbor was approached, hadn't been out and about much, I guess, didn't reply. On the opposite side, south side, somebody did say, no problem, go ahead. So they were with that. That's about the extent of what I can do with that.
Okay. All right. Dwight, I'll start with you.
I don't have any questions. That's a pretty straightforward project. It looks nice. This is drawn. I have no questions.
I would agree with Blake. Looks like a good project.
We are trying to make it look like it's always done. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is it going to be brick?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. I don't have any questions.
Mike?
I am also.
Okay. I do not have any questions. Well, so I will go to the audience. Is there anyone here that wishes to speak on behalf of granting variance? Is there anyone here that wishes to speak on behalf of granting variance? Is there anyone here that wishes to speak against the granting of variance? Is there anyone here that wishes to speak against the granting of variance? Have you received any additional outside communications than what was submitted?
No, all I've received is what was submitted, the four letters.
Okay. Yeah. So I will close the public hearing portion of the meeting for discussion. So do we have a board member willing to make a motion?
I'll make the motion for approval as presented for section 144-63E1, all public notices have been filed. This request will not have any undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood or affecting the neighborhood property. But it cannot be achieved in any other way. Request is not substantial. There will be no adverse effect or impact on the physical environment in the neighborhood or district. Difficulty is self-created, but that doesn't include the granting of variance. So I move for approval as presented.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Either one.
That's fine.
She can have.
Okay, Kim. On the question, Kim?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dwight?
Yes.
Oh, and the chair also. So, good luck.
Thank you, board. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. Okay. And Kristen, whenever you're ready with the next one.
ZBA file 18-25, Michelle Negley, 3405 North Benzing Road, zoned I-1. SBL number 152.18-1-4. Part of Farm Lot 27, Township 10, Range 7, requests two variances. The first is an area variance to install a freestanding sign with a 32-square-foot display surface. Display surfaces shall not exceed 20 square feet, section 144-38B2. The second is a use variance to operate a mercantile type business. This use is not permitted in an I-1 zone. Attachment 144-11 and section 144-9A, Schedule of Use Controls.
Oh, welcome. Hi, my name is Michelle Nagley, 3405 North Benson Road. I am requesting a sign a little bit larger than outside your parameters due to the location of our building, and there are trees and a retaining pond. I'm asking to be able to install it closer to the easement than previously, and the size of it just so it could be seen because you can't see my building.
Okay. John, would that location still meet code? Are you aware?
Well, I believe it's going to be in the right of way a little bit.
I mean, I definitely have no problem moving back a little bit. We could go back a few feet. But like I said, due to the location of the building and because of the very large trees and stuff, my sign cannot be seen at all.
And I really don't know for a fact, as far as the right of way goes, what we can or can't do in there.
Who owns the right of way?
That's the question of the year.
I believe there are some buildings through this area, but I don't know that positively.
As a general matter, you shouldn't be building the right of way. How far do you approach?
It's probably 20 feet from the curb, and then I believe it's extra, I believe the right way is approximately 15 feet, if I'm correct. So it's approximately 35 feet.
If you build this sign, how much of the sign would be in the right way?
How far is the right way?
30 feet from the center.
Maybe a foot.
Okay, and you said you could move it back?
Okay.
Sure, that would sound better.
And then my second one is I have a long-term lease. I run a landscaping company that I have a very large warehouse. And I'm asking permission to use it to open a liquidation warehouse of various goods. I would open it once a week, probably on a Saturday. And I ask permission for once a month to be allowed to do pallet auction. As far as merchandise, new, refurbished, of miscellaneous items, mostly along my line of work. So it could be power tools, equipment, power tools, equipment, stuff like that, lawnmowers, blowers, and like I said, depending on ordering, it could be various stuff, and that would be where the pallets go, and I would just sell the pallets as themselves individually. Yeah. So we'll have Corey ask my question.
There's already a sign out by the road.
Correct.
Is that your sign?
It is.
And that is for this new business?
No, that is for my current business. Like I said, I own a landscaping company.
So are you looking for a second sign?
Correct.
And it would be about the same size as the one that's there?
Not enough.
Okay. Would be 32 square feet?
Yes.
So about a 4x8?
Correct.
And where would that be positioned relative to the sign that's already there?
I would actually have that right in the driveway area as you approach the parking lot.
Okay. And it's the same type of sign though?
Similar sign, just much
smaller. I mean, it's not going to, because the sign here, it's there now, doesn't look like it's really permanent.
It, like I said, it could be moved if needed, but I would like to possibly look into getting a permanent one.
Thank you.
I'm a little confused. You say the sign will be moved.
Yes.
Would that take it out of the need for a variance?
When I was seeking the permit, they mentioned something about special zoning fees, but that it would, they would like to put back further, but because of the trees and the retention pond, there's not much room for the path.
So are you in the right of way or are you out of the right?
I believe I'm right on the right of way.
All right, thank you.
I'm still confused on the signs now that Bob brought it up. So there's an existing sign that's staying and then we're putting a second sign.
The second sign would be for the second business. It is a warehouse with a front and back.
Okay.
It's a dual.
Okay. That makes sense. That makes more sense now. No, that's all I have.
Mike?
Is there any way that you could combine these signs?
Yes, I can.
Just rather than have.
But if the sign is combined, then, so the code is.
20 feet.
One second. Code is 20 square feet.
But what do you have up now?
Yeah.
That's a 4x2, right?
It is, so I mean, I would obviously have to order a new sign. One, before I ordered the sign, I thought I had the correct measurements and then I was, you know, instructed that it was over size. So like I said, if I give you the sign, I would give you the sign. If you'd like them combined, I can do that as well.
Combine them or vary the regular sign? Rather than 4x2.
Like, I have the picture.
You don't? I don't have a problem with that.
So what was your list, or what dimensions did you say?
What would you say would be fair to you? If we took it to 4x2 and combined them in one sign?
I can say I have not considered that.
I'm assuming you're gonna be going up?
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, I could put, even put a secondary sign on top of it, so it's not increasing in size at all. Go a little bit up and instead of secondary sign, it could be much smaller. Even maybe say 12 inches maybe. Would you guys be okay with that?
12 inches on top of what you currently have?
Correct.
I forget the current one.
4x8.
So it would actually be 5x8, right? And you can make one sign out of it?
Correct.
Would be all for that, I guess.
So that's double then what's allowable? The 20 square foot is allowable? You're gonna give her a 40 square foot?
But then you're having one sign instead of two.
And that we're gonna have easement issues, right, on the second one?
Yeah.
Well, easements aren't our concern. We don't have jurisdiction over easements. It's just the allowable. To me, this reads that there additionally was three variances, even though it says two. One is for the size, one is for a second sign on a parcel, and the third one is for the business use.
Right, because there were two, oh, I'm sorry, I don't know.
It says two, but it sounds like there's initially three. Right, John?
Yeah, it's getting quiet, I can't hear you down here.
The request, initial request should be for three variances.
Okay.
As she's indicated, she wants a second sign on the parcel, so she wants two signs. Variance number one. Variance number two is the size.
Yep.
And variance number three is the use.
Okay.
So two area variances and a use variance.
Yep.
All right, so that's clear.
If I understand what's being proposed, it's being reduced to one sign, which would be one area variance, because it's obviously going to be a bigger sign than usual. And you can address that by saying, well, we're approving a 5x8 sign or whatever it is, and then you can go on to the use variance.
Correct.
Okay, does that answer your question?
Yeah, that clears it up, thank you.
Okay.
And then that other sign goes down, correct? Okay.
So I think that's part of the question. Correctly, so usually they table it, but I don't think these understand.
So what's the new size? The new size would be 5x8.
Just a clarification. The existing sign would come down instead of putting a 1-foot sign on top of it.
I can do anything you guys would like. If I need to get a new sign, I can do that. If I can add to it, I will do that as well.
I think we should, my personal opinion, instead of saying a new sign is needed, it should go, these are the dimensions they are.
And that's what?
5x8.
Or whatever it's worth, if you approve a 5x8 sign, it doesn't matter whether she just extends the present sign.
Right. Okay, I think Mike, did you ask a question here?
Yeah.
I haven't asked any questions.
Okay.
You're requesting, we're down to two variances. One is an area variance, which has five factors to balance the interests and considered. The other one, the use variance, the applicant wants to demonstrate that the zoning has caused an unnecessary hardship that shows a strict application of the regulations will deprive the applicant of a reasonable return on the property, provided that that lack of return is substantial as demonstrated by competent financial evidence. Have you presented financial evidence to justify your use variance?
I submitted several papers. I cannot recall exactly what they were a few months ago. As far as financial hardship, huge. I own a landscaping company, and we are only seasonal. And that would be why I would like to supplement the income, and I find that there is a need and a use, and people are asking for what I have to offer as far as secondary business in the location that I have. If I cannot sustain that, you know, with today's economy, it's very difficult.
Do we have copies of what she submitted?
I don't see any financial information.
It doesn't seem to me that we have copies of that. Would you like to have us put this off till next month and give you the opportunity to provide them? Because lacking that evidence, I can't support it.
Well, as far as financial goes, if I cannot have the secondary, there's a chance I could lose the first. So, like I said, obviously I can't open it and run the secondary until I have your approval.
So you rent the whole building?
I do.
Is it an option to rent just part of it?
It is not. Oh.
Can I see the map and the... No, thank you.
Just the whole pack.
Yeah, that's good. Can you also... Let's see if you provided... the survey and... Can you approach the table there? Just show me what building you're proposing to use for what and where you wanted to put the sign.
So this is my building right here.
Mm-hmm.
So the sign is actually over in this vicinity just before the trees.
Right. Okay.
So this is our building, this is our driveway. And like I said, this is my building, this is our parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I have ample room and space for everything that I am asking.
Okay. And then what about these other two buildings on this parcel?
Okay, so the landlord owns all three of us. This is a power washing company. It's just for storage. And like I said, this is ours.
So you want to run them both out of this building?
Correct. So okay. The building, one of his buildings, is actually a front and back.
Mm-hmm.
And the landlord does not want to divide them up. So he is offering me a long-term lease. And before we really delve into the concept of opening a secondary business, we asked the landlord first, and he said absolutely.
Okay. Right, that's very clear. Thank you.
Thank you.
have no other questions.
All right, does anyone else have any questions before I go to the audience? Okay, is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting variance? Okay, I'm going to quote, oh, have you received any besides what was in the packet?
No.
Okay. I'm going to close the public hearing portion of the meeting for discussion.
I can get behind with the revised one sign, 5 foot by 8. And I think it's appropriate to, for the financial evidence, is to hear that the landscaping business is seasonal, and she stated that if you can't open a second business, it could put the landscaping business in jeopardy. I think that's enough to sustain the use during the streets. It's very humble to think of.
I do have a question. Are we we're doing one variance and then we're going to do the other variance? We're doing separate, obviously.
That would be my suggestion.
Okay.
Yeah, they have separate criteria.
Right. Okay. And
can I just ask a question?
Yes.
How many employees do you count?
I have 4 employees.
Okay, thank you.
I have a concern with approving the sign variance without ever seeing a sign design. Typically, people come before us, they have a sign. We changed it on you. You originally crafted it for 2 minutes.
I think I have a picture of the current sign.
The current sign, but not a proposed combined larger sign.
Because
it changed. So usually we have something that shows a height. Because the sign is a portion of the structure.
Mm-hmm.
You'll have something to hold it up.
Correct.
Might maybe a gap underneath.
Correct.
We have none of that design, the sign of what it would look like. And then the other part, the use variance, I understand what you're saying, but I would feel more comfortable if we had some sort of documentation, written documentation to support it, that we lack. If it were up to me, which I'm only one vote, I would want to adjourn this for 1 month, allow her to provide that information.
And one more question also, it's appropriate to tell me that it's better, but if we are going to allow you to have that kind of business, when you have these options,
yes,
how many people will be able to expect that we'll be coming with these options?
Okay, so I would expect probably 10, 15, 20 max, but not all at once. I do have the ample parking for it. So there wouldn't be any disruption in the neighborhood.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other comments? Okay, so we will break these up into the two. Oh, actually, I should save my comments. So, I know we don't have the financials for the use variance, but I personally would feel comfortable approving it because we're still leaving the door open to go back to the industrial use. I don't feel like in that area, having this type of business will open the door for issues.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. Why don't we start with a motion for the use variance? And then we'll make a motion for potentially adjourn, and then if the use gets passed, come back to us with an idea for your sign, and then I can at least get part of it, so that if that passes, that won't hold that.
If I could just make a quick comment.
Sure.
If I were to do the second business in the same location, I wouldn't be doing that until approximately September.
Okay, so do I have a board member willing to make a motion on the use?
I can make a motion if you'd like. Regarding ZBA file 18-25, regarding the use variance, I make a motion to approve the variance, I believe, or I'm sorry, strict application of the regulations will deprive the applicant of a reasonable return on the property, provided that the lack of return is substantial as demonstrated, not in this instance on paper, financial evidence, but based on conversation that we had with the petitioner. The hardship is unique, does not apply to a substantial portion of that neighborhood. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, in fact, it's all very business and industrial. And the alleged hardship is self-created, but I don't feel that it precludes the granting of the variance on the use variance.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Another question. Dwight?
No.
Bob?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Kim?
Yes.
Chair also. So you have the use variance. I think I agree with Dwight on the line, so I would like to make a motion to adjourn that portion to give you an opportunity to come up with a rendering and then come back.
So I just want some clarity, if you would please. As far as the sign goes, we will go with the 5x8 total size, correct? And are we asking for just one sign, or should I just add on to the sign for the second sign to get smaller?
We'll leave that up to you.
And I'd like to add something to that. I mean, it really, she may not have to come back if whatever she decides to do, right, to the scope of the sign. Like,
if she gets it all in a conforming sign, she doesn't have to.
Right,
back.
So she may or may not have to come back for the sign. But that's going to be up to her, the building inspector.
So we make a motion for the 5x8, or I'm sorry, the 5x8.
Move to adjourn that issue.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if you were able to get everything on a conforming sign, you don't have to come back.
And when you say conforming, what is the
it would be, if you can get everything on size, the sign that is assigned to allow in this jurisdiction, part of your, that's it, 20 square feet, that you wouldn't have to come back.
Okay, so and now you need for the second potential sign,
everything all together.
So are you asking me to get one sign that's 20 square feet for both?
We're not asking you to, but if you choose not want to have to come back for a variance, you have an opportunity.
But with us adjourning it, it just means you can be put on when you're ready agenda, and you don't have to reapply or anything.
It's just I did have a smaller sign once, and I wasn't honest. But once I got the other sign, I had customers call me. I just seen your sign. Can you come? You know.
Yep, that'll be your
option. Then you'll just come back with like a rendering.
And rendering, you mean like a write-up or some sort of diagram of what it would look like.
Yeah.
A graphic.
Yeah.
Okay. So because I use someone that I work with, obviously, who makes them for us.
Then have that, like, talk it over with them, have them submit, like, right before you press print. Like, what that's
okay. And just one more time for clarity. Like I said, I do currently have the existing sign. Mm-hmm. Would you prefer if I have one sign, or would, just because feasibly I've already bought the sign, and it would obviously be less expensive for me to buy a secondary sign to add on to the first.
Well, that's going to be up to you. Just make it fit in those. Do we have
What's proposed is a 5x8 foot sign. It's up to you whether you want an entirely new sign or just put another sign on top of what you have.
I think I would like to do a secondary sign on top of it, and then put those signs.
Up to you.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Okay. We have to make a motion.
Yep.
Second part. So, do I have a board member willing to make a motion on the adjournment, that issue?
I'll make a motion to adjourn the area variance at this time.
Okay, do I have a second?
I'll second.
On the question, right?
Yes.
Beth?
Yes.
Beth?
Yeah.
Tim?
Yes.
The chair also. So when you're ready, we will see you back here.
All right, so just going forward, do I just contact?
Yeah. Building department. Thank you so much. Thank you. Okay, Kristen, when you're ready with the next one.
ZBA file 19-25, Carmella Davidson, 15 Lakewood Drive, zoned R3, SBL number 152.15-1-4, sublot 13, map cover 2174. Requests an area variance for a 10-foot by 10-foot shed to be 2 feet from the rear of the primary structure. No accessory structure shall be located closer than 10 feet to any primary structure. Section 144-24A1C.
Okay. We're going to follow the same format. So.
Okay. I've never had to do anything like this before. I'm a widow. That shed has been there for 11 years. We had a patio, concrete, and already had the permit for that. It was before we even moved into the house, it was there. So we didn't think that there was, I can't speak for my husband, but he was very good about doing things like this. And he probably didn't think that we needed a permit because the foundation was there already. And like I said, it's been 11 years. I have 7 neighbors that signed that they have no problem with that. I didn't know I was supposed to drop this off earlier.
It's okay, we can take them today.
Okay. And it backs up to my garage, and I don't store anything other than pool furniture. The summer furniture goes in there in the winter, and that's about it. And it's 2 feet from our garage, and if I have to move it now, I don't know if I can, and I don't know where I would move it to.
So I'm going to have the board ask questions now.
Okay.
Bob, I'll start.
As far as gasoline storage, no? All right, thank you.
I didn't have any questions.
What exactly, so you don't have gasoline storage, but what exactly do you have in there?
Well, in the off season, in the winter, I put all the patio furniture in there, and I garden a lot in all of my huge clay pots. I have a deli, and I move them into there for the winter so they don't freeze and break. That's about it. In my tomatoes, stand things.
The summer is pretty empty.
Yeah.
Is there a lot of people?
No.
Great.
How did you find out that you needed a variance for this?
We live next door to a nasty neighbor, I guess I would say, and he was called on, his shed is in the front of the house, and he was called on that because he didn't have a permit for it, so he was going after everybody and saying that mine's not legal, and I didn't know that we didn't have a permit.
You said it's on concrete?
Yeah.
Is the concrete the floor of the shed, or is it a wood?
No, there's a wood floor inside the shed.
So you said you can't move it. I don't expect you to move it yourself physically, but could you hire someone to move it?
I guess
like
I could.
Shed?
I'm going through a really rough time right now. Besides being a widow, my son just died 6 weeks ago, and I can't handle much more. I'm sorry. And just coming here was a lot for me.
I understand. I have no further questions. Thank you.
So you said it was 2 feet from the house or 2 feet from the garage?
Garage.
Okay, how far is it from the house?
Well, it's a 2.5-car garage, so.
10 feet at least.
20 feet.
Yeah, about 10 to 20 feet.
The garage is attached to the house?
And the shed is almost up against the garage?
No, it's 2 feet away.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you. I don't have any more questions.
If you wouldn't mind just submitting the signatures from, so I will put that in the file for.
Thank you.
I do not have any questions then. So I'm going to go to the audience. Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting the variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting of variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting of variance? So I will put these in the file.
Okay.
Have you received any other communications?
I have not.
Okay, so I will close the public hearing portion of the meeting for discussion.
It's been there 11 years and they haven't caused any trouble.
I'm starting to need to put some initial small applicants out.
There's no electricity, no storage of gas, but that has to be solved.
I agree with Mike on that.
I usually don't like sheds so close to the house. But I can see as long as she promises to never store gasoline in it.
She doesn't. You have an electric lawnmower.
Well.
Battery.
Yeah.
Then I can go along with that.
Okay, so do I have a board member willing to make a motion?
I would be willing to make a motion for approval of the area variance. File number 19-25, for section 144-631, all public notices have been filed. I don't think there'd be any undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood or detriment to nearby property. The benefit cannot be achieved in any other way. The request is not substantial. There's not going to be any adverse effect or impact on the physical or environmental conditions of the neighborhood district. The difficulty is self-created for that with the granting of variance. So I move for approval as presented.
Okay, do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Joy?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Tim?
Yes.
I vote no, but you have 4 votes, so you're good to keep that there. Thank you. Houston, whenever you're ready for the next thing.
ZBA file 20-25, Sebastiano Battaglia, 8 Hemlock Hill Road, zoned R1, SBL number 185.08-2-59, sublot 383, map cover 2335. Requests an area variance for a 5-foot setback for an 11-foot by 7-foot shed. Minimum side setback in an R1 zone is 15 feet. Section 144, attachment 15, supplement height, yard, lot, and bulk regulations.
Okay, welcome.
Thank you.
If you haven't signed in, please do. And then whenever you're ready, we're going to follow the same format.
Good evening, board. My name is Sebastiano Battaglia, from Gatham Hotel in Ocean Park. We're asking a variance for an 11 by 7 foot shed to be installed 5 feet from the side property line. Generally, it should be 15 feet. That's why we're asking for the variance. The area in the backyard, the drawing will be showed to the inspectors as a mix of asphalt and concrete left over from the previous owners. So we can't really do anything on top of those because nothing would grow. It would be, we already have the permission from the side neighbors, front neighbors, and also when speaking to the back neighbors, I suggested by Mr. Metz, and we also have their approval. It would be in shed greenhouse, not for storage. There would be no electricity, no plumbing added to that. There would be no storage and any gasoline or any electrical equipment or anything like that. It would be next to about a foot from the 2 feet probably from the fence that we built, which is another 3 feet inside from the property line, actually the property line to the inspectors when they came over. That's why we're asking for the variance to work.
So I will have board members ask questions then. Bob?
I don't have any questions.
Okay. I didn't have any questions.
Which side of the shed is going to be 5 feet off? The 11 foot or the 7 foot?
The back of it, which is the longest side, which is the 11 foot. That's going to be against, well, let's say facing the side fence.
And the reason you don't want it more out into the yard, 10 more feet?
One, it's a very complicated area, and the inspector saw it. It's kind of like impossible putting 15 feet from where it is. Besides being in the middle of probably a tree, we really don't have much more space. The backyard is very woodsy, so we're trying to revive the middle. We put a patio to make it look a little bit better and place it for our daughter in the area where there was space. And really the only space that we have available is that area there.
You get enough light for a greenhouse in that wooded backyard?
My wife has magic hands, so I will not be the one taking care of the plants.
You are a very smart man.
Thank you, sir.
I have no other questions.
I appreciate it.
I have no questions, but I want to thank you for having everything marked off, as well as a flag, so we knew where the property line was. Your backyard is a delight.
I appreciate it, sir. Thank you.
Go to the audience, unless board, is there anyone else with questions?
No.
Okay. Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting variance? Have you received any outside communication?
No.
I don't think there was. okay, so for discussion?
I like the project.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
I can support it.
Do I have a board member willing to make a motion?
I would make a motion for approval.
Okay.
There will not be an undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood or a detriment to nearby properties created. The benefits sought cannot be achieved in any other way other than through the granting of the variance. The request is not substantial. There will not be an adverse effect or impact on the physical or environmental conditions of the neighborhood. And although the difficulty is self-created, that does not necessarily preclude the granting of the variance.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Another question. Yeah?
Yes.
Bob?
Yeah.
Bob?
Yes.
Dwight?
Yes.
Chair votes yes, so good luck.
Thank you, board. I appreciate it.
Madam Chair,
yeah.
As a reminder, come to the building department to complete your application process.
Yes. Thank you. I'll do that. So can I come just next week?
Tomorrow.
Oh,
come whenever. Whenever you have a chance.
I appreciate it. Thank you. I'll do that.
Okay, as a reminder, item number 4 it has been removed from tonight's agenda. Kristen, can you please read item number 5?
ZBA file 22-25, Orchard Park Community Church, 7451 Quaker Road, zoned R1. SBL number 162.19-1-10.111. Part of Farm Lot 63, Township 9, Range 7. requests an area variance to replace the existing sign with a 32-square-foot freestanding sign. There shall be no more than two display surfaces, each of which shall not exceed 20 square feet. Section 144-38B2.
I'm here proposing a new sign for the church. Essentially, it's the same size that we currently have there. You can still see the picture there. They just want to get a perpendicular for the road. And that sign was done, I want to say, 25 years ago, maybe.
Curious as to why you wanted to change it, just think just moving it.
Yeah, so they're gonna rip down that structure that's there. But they don't want to tear that down until they have a new sign in place because they don't want to lose the passive letters, you know, okay. For the owner of the church.
But if it's finished, just say so.
That's all I have.
Okay. It's considerably smaller compared to what is out there currently.
Do I?
Right.
I have no questions. Any self-explanatory?
Is it going to be internally illuminated?
It will have all the components to internally illuminate, but they're not sure if they're going to run power to it or not.
Okay, thank you.
I don't have anything.
And you said the other one will be taken down once this one?
Yes, as soon as this one's up, we're going to tear that one down. They
this
want
will
to
be
the sign and put the church.
This will be the exact same spot.
No. So this one is way back off the property line. They want to do the 15-foot setback off the front property line, and it's like 150 feet from each side of the property line.
Do we have
a
survey that shows where it's going exactly?
I'm not sure if I submitted it or not.
The new sign will just be 15 feet off the right away.
Correct.
As required.
Correct. They were just wanting to come for the size increase because it's it was a lot of 20 square feet, and on that property, a 20 square foot sign would be the
It's not
really
detailed, but.
That's good. Thank you. Okay. I better ask them a question.
Anybody else have a question? Okay, so I will go to the audience. Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting variance? Has there been any outside communication?
No.
So board discussion. All right, do I have a board member willing to make a motion?
I'll make a motion for approval.
Can I ask one question?
Sure.
On that layout, the black part that covers the board,
yeah.
Is it okay if we just put the address on there, or is that another?
That's
not what this board is worth.
Yeah.
I didn't know
yeah.
if it had to be exactly what that is.
Yeah. No, I think this is good enough for us to get the general idea. So, okay.
As I said before, I move for approval. There will not be an undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood or a detriment to nearby properties created. Although the benefits sought can be achieved in some other way, other than through the granting of the variance, I don't believe it can be. The request is not substantial. There will not be an adverse effect or impact on the physical or environmental conditions of the neighborhood or the district. And although the difficulty is self-created, that does not necessarily preclude the granting of the variance.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, my question. Kim?
Yes.
Bob?
Here.
Bob?
Yes.
Dwight?
Yes.
And the chair also, so good luck with your new step.
Sir, can you please sign in there? Thank you.
Thank you.
Could you please read the next item?
Yep. ZBA file 23-25, Larry Pizanite, 7 Rolling Hills Drive, zoned R2, SBL number 172.15-2-24, sublot 96, map cover 2269. Requests 2 area variances for a 3-foot side and a 6-foot rear setback to construct a 30-foot by 61-foot storage building. Minimum side and rear setbacks in an R2 zone is 10 feet. Section 144, Attachment 14, Schedule of Height, Lot, Yard, and Bulk Regulations. A variance for this address was denied in December 2024.
So, I would like, after reviewing this, I would like to make a motion to not hear the case due to the fact that we do not believe that the change from the previous meeting not being substantial enough.
Okay, that's fine.
Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay.
You need a second for that.
I'll second. Okay. Board discussion, none.
I think the original application was for a 3-foot side and a 3-foot rear setback previously back in December. And this one being for a 3-foot side and a 6-foot rear setback is not substantial enough to hear the case.
I agree with the point on that.
So then I will go to voting. Bob, I'll start with you.
I do not think we should rehear this case. I don't think it's substantial enough.
Dwight?
A yes would be to agree with the motion. Correct.
Yes.
I'm a yes.
Okay. Bob?
I'm a yes.
Okay. Yes. And the chair also. So I apologize, but we do not feel that your newest changes have been substantial enough to change our minds.
Can you define substantial?
I think once we voted, we're done with discussion.
Yep. I believe we. I just messed up with the building. I'd like your card.
May I have your card?
I don't have one with
you. You can contact the building department tomorrow, though.
Okay. I cannot present any other. Picture your evidence.
Thank you for your time.
You're welcome.
All right. So, when you're ready, Kristen, next one, please.
ZBA file 24-25, Alexander Nestevsky, 45 Middlebury Road, zoned R1, SBL number 185.08-2-37. Sublot 295, map cover 2335. Requests an area variance for a 46-foot front yard setback for a 24-foot by 10-foot deck. Minimum front yard setback in an R1 zone is 50 feet. Section 144, Attachment 14, Schedule of Height, Lot, Yard, and Bulk Regulations.
I live at 45 Middlebury Road. I currently have a front stoop that's made out of brick that is like kind of soldered like so. So it's kind of unfortunately deteriorating and turning into an ankle buster. So what I'm looking to do is tear that out and put in a wooden deck that's 10 by 24. And my house is a little crooked to the lot, so the front corner of my deck will actually, this number is a little off, will actually be, it's going to be like 48, not 46. So it's a 2'4" past the line. So I'm requesting if I can make it that big. It's the one corner.
So 48.
Yeah, yes.
I mean, it's better to do what you did.
To what?
To do what you did, as have it written down as more. And you're not exactly asking for all of what was written down.
No, I think the math was wrong. I think my math was, I'm not sure which one you got, and I apologize for it, but I had some math, but I did some scaling on it. And being that my house is crooked, I thought I did some bad math and the first time, and then the second time I did my math off of the right corner. But so this could be more like 48 is what I'm looking for. Sorry.
Okay, that's fine.
I think mine. Did I start with the camera aspect?
Yes.
Okay, so one.
So out of that 24 foot area, how much of that would actually be over that? Would it run an angle? Would that entire deck be out 2 feet or just a quarter?
Right. So if I could use this table as an example, and I put my arm like this,
right,
and if you go to that corner and go back,
right,
that's going to be over your setback line.
So just about 2 feet.
The triangle.
Okay.
You can come over and look if you'd like. I can show you my math, but yeah, it's going to be like a funny square triangle.
So if we did like our percentages, we're talking 90 to 95% of that would be within the.
I'd say far more than that.
Okay.
Yeah,
but the other would be within the 50 feet.
Oh yeah.
Except for the 5 to 10% or maybe a little.
Yeah, less. That triangle is going to be fantastic.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Yep.
Joy.
I just measuring this with an engineer's rule. The 46 looks right, and then the other side is still not 50, but it's such a small little portion of your patio that you need the variance for.
Yeah.
I really don't have any questions. I think it's pretty straightforward what you're looking to do.
Yeah.
Your plans look nice, and you're trying to improve your property.
Thank you. You're going to have a roof over a portion of it?
I'm going to, yes, I'm not sure. It'll probably go over a little bit. And such. Yes.
And it's like, what, 4 posts?
My plan is to go with 4, yes.
Thank you.
Have you talked to any of your neighbors about it?
I've talked to at least 4 of the 5 neighbors, because I don't have any neighbors behind me. And they didn't seem to care. But 2 of them are kind of like this to me, and I don't see this guy very often. And these guys, they're nice people, but I kind of just weigh them. But I was kind of hoping that if they had a problem, they'd be here, but I don't see any of them.
All right,
probably
be good.
Yeah, I assume so, and they've been nice about stuff, so I don't know.
All right. Does anyone else have any questions before I go to the audience? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak for the granting of variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak for the granting of variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting of variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to against the granting of variance? Any outside communication?
No.
Okay. Okay, then I will close the public hearing portion of the meeting. Board discussion?
Have we decided this is a 46 or a 48 foot?
It measures 48, 46 on the survey as drawn. It measures 46. So that's what the variance request is.
How would you read the...
In my opinion, I would stay with the 46, and if it's under, it's under. I'd rather have more. Any comments? Board member willing to make a motion?
I'll make a motion regarding ZBA file 24-25. Requested an area variance for a 46-foot front yard setback. I don't feel that that would be an undesirable change in the character of the neighborhood or detriment to nearby properties created. I don't feel that the benefit could be sought or achieved in any other way other than through the granting of the variance. I don't feel that the request is substantial since it's really just a small portion of the corner of the deck. I don't feel that there will be an adverse effect or impact on the physical or environmental conditions of the neighborhood. And while the difficulty is self-created, I don't feel that it will not necessarily preclude the granting of the variance. So I make a motion to approve.
Okay. Do I have a second?
No, sir.
Okay. I have a question. Bob?
Yes.
Kim?
Yes.
Dwight?
Yes.
Rob?
Yes.
Chair also, so good luck.
Thank you. I do have a question. On my permit, the request for the permit, I wrote that I'd be done by the end of the year, but I don't know if that's actually happening.
You have to get your...
Don't worry about it. The permit is good for a year. That's the only limit.
Yeah.
And it's meant you have to start...
Come on and complete your application process, and then we'll review it. If everything looks good, then you don't have to...
Okay.
Thank you.
Last but not least. ZBA file 25-25, Danielle Esposito, 6 Diller Drive, zoned R2, SBL number 162.05-1-39, sublot 36, map cover 2000. Requests an area variance for a 33-foot front yard setback for a 30-foot by 32.5-foot addition to the front of the garage. Minimum front yard setback in an R2 zone is 40 feet. Section 144, Attachment 14, Schedule of Height, Lot, Yard, and Bulk Regulations.
So I wanted to build this so that way I could have like a breezeway, like I have 5 kids, and I wanted to have like an entranceway so that people could hang up their jacks, everything, and then like the garages. And I have a pickup truck that is long, and that's why I needed to have a pulling. And when I initially had my architect out, before he drew up the plan, he measured it, but then after I turned it in, I guess it was too long.
Do you have anything else to add before I have the board ask questions? I am back to Dwight. Go ahead, come back to you.
I'd like to postpone my comments for now.
Okay.
Back to you, Matt.
Stop.
I think that I have a pretty good understanding of what you're asking for. You want to bring your garage out closer towards the road.
Yep.
Is there any reason why you have to come that far out?
Well, mainly just to fit my cars in.
Is there an existing garage?
There is, but it's like kind of low, and I need to be higher. Like, so you wouldn't be able to use the back area, do you know what I mean? Like, because the garage is too low for the vehicle.
Do you have an SUV?
Yeah, well, I had a Nissan NV, yeah, so yeah, it's too low.
And is the existing garage would be right behind where this new garage is?
It'd be in front of it. It's in the
yeah,
front.
The addition yep, would be yep. in front. So what will you be using the back?
Oh, the back part, like jackets, shoes, because in the front, like as soon as you walk in my house, there's stairs that go up. and a tiny little closet. So I was hoping to use like the back part of the garage as more of like a jackets, sporting equipment, stuff like that.
That's gotta be a pretty good sized area. What's that, 2.5 car?
It will be, but it's actually going to be like a 2-car because I'm going to do like the breezeway and then I'm going to have that back storage area.
Okay, thank you.
So the existing garage, you said it's low, it's a two-story structure. It's the second story, starts, you got stairs shown in the drawing. So it's the roof height or the floor joist height is low.
I think so, yeah. I couldn't fit my other vehicle in it, no. And then with how that garage door opener, I mean, like you couldn't put it safely in there.
Right. So your new addition, the plans look nicely drawn. It'll be match the house and look aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah.
That's what appeared to me as well. I have no other questions.
We always wonder if you spoke to any of your neighbors.
I spoke to my neighbor across the street, Priscilla. I didn't know I should bring a letter or anything in, but I could get a letter from her.
How
did? Oh, she just said, oh, it looks nice. But I put another addition on my house, and she also said it looked nice. So, I mean, she's just friendly and nice.
All right, thank you.
So we do have how many cars is it going to be? Is it going to still be a 2-car garage?
Yeah.
And so you're going to have a breezeway between the 2 garages?
No, it's like the closer to the house side.
Okay.
So this is the side that's attached to the
right.
House.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, nope, that's all I have.
So, if I get this correct, it's going to be 30 or 32 feet.
Oh, it's going to be 32 feet. The one is 30 feet, but then the second one is only, like, there's like a, like, I wanted it to look nice, so the one side kind of comes out a little bit more. So the smaller garage is only 30 feet, but the regular one is, 28.
And then the area would be existing garage now.
Yep.
The front part is going to be
the garage, and then there's like the mudroom and then the storage to put it.
Okay, so your entire garage that you're using now would end up being a mudroom and storage.
Yep.
So this would really be just a vehicle.
And then the mudroom. Yeah.
The first garage is going to be turned into mudroom, right?
Yes.
Okay. So the current garage is going to be mudroom and storage. The new garage is going to be just garage?
Yes.
Does it need to be 30 feet deep per car?
Well, it's only 28 feet deep in the one part, but then I just had to like make that divot out look nicer.
Can you make it smaller? I mean,
what's the length of the vehicles?
I have a Toyota Tundra, a long one. It's 6.5 foot bed.
I'm even thinking it was somewhere around 20 feet. I think that's the whole bed, am I correct?
It'd be tight. I have a Toyota Tundra in my garage, and I got to open the garage door to walk around it. There's no space in front of it to put kids' bikes or something.
125? Is there a way you think it could be shorter? fit within your plan.
It would be really tight to really put the other, like all my gardening things and stuff, or along with vehicles in the winter, because it would make some of my driveway.
Okay.
My snow blower. That's what I was planning on using with the smaller one.
I don't believe I have any questions. Does anyone want to see these plans as well?
The 32.5 is towards the road. That's your depth.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I am going to go to the audience. Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting a variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak on behalf of granting a variance? Is there anyone in the audience that wishes to speak against the granting variance? Okay. Please, one at a time. And before you speak, please state your name and your address, and Mr. Bailey will time you. You have 3 minutes to speak, so whoever wants to go first. Yeah.
Cindy Rapp, I live at Honeyman, Virginia. My concern is, right at this moment, Danielle has many more projects around her yard that need to be cleaned up. She has massive amounts of pallets of stuff all over it. There is nothing completed at all, and it looks horrendous. It really does. And for you to allow her to do this, for what the last time she did it, she had containers out in the front yard for years. We don't need this anymore. We really don't need it anymore. I don't believe she needs a garage or pull out. She can open her garage doors and use the doors she's got available. I just don't believe that needs to be done. I'm sorry.
Ma'am, would you please sign the assignment sheet up front?
Why don't we, if you guys promise to give it back, why don't we just pass that around?
There's two.
So if it comes to you and you want to speak, just sign it, and I promise whoever wants to speak can speak. So whoever wants to go next. Okay, there are a bunch of hands up. Come on.
You can sign it if you.
Yes.
If you can just state your name.
Julie Galley. I live at $10 Drive. Yes, for Pepperella. $10 Drive. We got some variants. There's many projects in there that need to be completed. I think y'all need to take a right back advice.
Some of the questions we have in questions for you is this the amount of allowable lot coverage. There's been the home, the addition of the garage, the pool, the back concrete patio. I think she's allowing 4,019 square feet of lot coverage, and it's got to be approaching that. I don't know if anyone has actually sat down and figured the total amount out yet. The last structure was approximately 1,000 square feet times two stories, which is 2,000 square feet. Of what was listed as cold storage, and to the best of my knowledge, the code enforcement office has not been allowed in there to do inspections to see if it is cold storage. Also, the electrical has not been inspected. It's not been done by a licensed contractor, as by the state code and the town of Orchard Park requires. And we're proposing another 1,000 square feet of cold storage. That brings up to about 3,000, if this is one story. Is this one story? It's two
stories.
It's not question and answer.
Yeah.
It's just for you to
express
your comment.
Okay, my question is another 1,000 square feet in this cold storage or 2,000 square feet in? Because this will bring it up to over 3,000 square feet of cold storage.
Lot coverage is the footprint of the building.
I understand that. And I'm going by the footprint originally, but now I'm talking about the square footage of cold storage. So
So the last project was about approximately 2,000 square feet of cold storage, first floor and second floor, correct? This one is going to be another 1,000 square feet of cold storage. So that brings it up to about 3,000. As you, I'm sure you all know, that one of the leading causes of house fires is electrical problems. Julie has a vested interest. A fire just happened in Hamburg, where it took out the house next door from the fire. We're not having electrical inspections done. They're not being done by electrical licensed electrical contractor. It's unsightly. The fence that has been put up is a supposedly temporary structure. I get it.
30 seconds.
It's put in with fence posts, not cemented in, but temporary should mean that it's temporary, it'll come down. Temporary does not mean that it's been there for 3 years. Okay, and it's approached on the right of way, it's creating site hazard distances, and everything else. Also, this by this sticking out so far, it's unbecoming and undesirable to the rest of the houses that require that follow the setback.
Time.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I appreciate everything you said. But we as a board are only voting on the variance from 33 foot setback to where the regulation is 40. So that's the only thing we can make a vote on. So again, I appreciate everything that you're saying in regards to electrical, but that is not the responsibility of this board. So
this isn't a dialogue, ma'am.
I'm just saying that, so if anyone else wishes to speak, that is just something that we have no control over. So, is there anyone else that wishes to speak against the granting the variance? Sir, if you want. You can sign in after you speak or before, it doesn't. Just as long as we have your information.
I'm sorry, Jim D.
If it's easier, you can sit.
18 Ferndale. I live across the street. Look out my living room window. And currently, she's applying for 36 or 32.5 by 30 foot to attach to the current garage, which is, that being said, should be the same. It's about 36, 37 foot high. The garage currently is higher than the peak of the house. We have standoffs and setbacks for a reason. Continuity in the neighborhood. We have overall green space for a reason. Excuse me. The original garage has already been expanded to a rate. Now you want to double it. No. The commercial storage container parked for a year, finally moved. Can I build a barn or a garage in the middle of my driveway to make it closer to the mailbox? This is ridiculous. That's all.
Anyone else?
Okay. Robert Fortenbaugh, 17 Ferndale Drive. This one wanted to get few seconds. I'm opposed to the granting of the variance. It's my understanding that the members of the board attempt to visit most of the properties that are on your agenda. If that's the case, and you've looked things over, then I don't think much more needs to be said. The petitioner's track record pretty much speaks for itself. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Is there that wishes to speak?
Good evening. My name's Sean Dee. I'm in 19 Geller, a couple doors down the road. Going with the green space agenda, going from a 40 foot variance to 33 front setback, we're basically turning it into like a South Buffalo neighborhood setback. It's, you're taking away the green space from the frontage where everything else on that street is, you know, at least 40 or more. Just the numerous projects that still remain outstanding or that lay delinquent, they're there. I just feel that this would become another ongoing project in years in the making.
Is there anyone else that wishes to speak against the grant variance? Okay, so I will give you an opportunity to, if there's anything you want to address. There is to be no more audience comment at this point.
Okay, well, I'd just like to say, as far as green space goes, the area in front of my garage currently is a driveway. So we're not losing any green space because it's already driveway. I would just be building out. And as far as like the, I have some peat moss and things and plant things in front of my garage. All that could be in a garage if I had a garage that was big enough to put it in.
Could I ask her an additional question for clarification? Can you approach the table?
Thank you.
I'm looking at these plans and it shows one garage bay is roughly 21 feet deep. This one.
Okay.
Right.
Yes.
And then this other one is much deeper. This space here, if you didn't have that on there, you couldn't pull this in and get a proper depth here for this bay. Like if you shorten the front of the 7 feet, you take away that 21 feet, you would only make it 14 feet deep, which you couldn't park anything but a smart car in. So I see the need, but what is this required for?
I was gonna put like jackets and stuff with the great door.
Right. This is about 7 feet wide. Could you just have closets along the mudroom wall?
Kyle, we have sporting equipment, like skis and sleds and things like that. That was like another reason for it. But
Could you store them in the old garage?
This is actually gonna, that's more of gonna be, I got a permit for that to be finished, that area there. So it says garage existing because I haven't finished it.
Okay,
because
is this one gonna be cold storage?
No, I mean, this is gonna be cold storage, yes.
Could you put the equipment in
here? I could put some of it in there, but I have a lot of like gardening stuff in that I really wanted to put in. So that's a lot of my gardening stuff.
You'll have this open through here to get in. I mean, your plans look very aesthetically pleasing. The elevation layout in the front is nice. Your strong columns of your porch, they add to the need for the variance, but they'll be very architecturally pleasing. You know, just looking at this, I think there's is there opportunity for less of a variance?
I guess I would have to pay the architect to redo the plans. That was the main. I didn't know when I turned it in, it wasn't right. I had to measure it and he said it was, and that's what I could get.
You could build this without a variance at all if you took this out and made that your bay and just brought this in the 7 feet. It's here, it's 6.8. You could almost build it and never need a variance.
7 feet?
Yeah, you're asking for 7 foot variance, right?
Yes.
I just want to know what you think. Think about it. If you want to think about it, if you want us adjourn this for a month and talk about it.
It's okay if you have to deny it, you can deny it. I mean, either way, I'll just, the guy, make it smaller and I'll do it.
Well, the problem being is if we deny it, it makes it hard for you to come back unless it's substantially different than what was originally proposed, as the one case tonight showed.
I would just have to do it within the parameters.
Or you'd have to be limited to do it within the parameters. If we adjourn it and you talk to them about it, you can come back next month, and you can say, or you wouldn't have to come back if you want to build it within parameters, but if you still want a variance of just a few feet or something different, we could do that without you having to reapply.
I'm okay. I mean, however it turns out, I mean, obviously my neighbors don't want it to stick, but I think it's still going to happen.
Right, it would still happen without a variance. You could build it and it would look essentially the same. From the road, it's gonna look the same, it's gonna be the same height, as long as you do everything within code, and that's the way it's gonna be. I mean, you wanna build this space, you wanna use this space.
I do need the space, and I'd like to put everything in the garage, and that was the whole point of being able to put things in the garage.
Yeah, so I understand, that's just my thought on it. Thank you.
Board discussion?
If you look at the, just the site length, the rest of the residences, they are pretty much in line as far as front width. If that comes out 7 feet, I think it just becomes, you know, something that sticks out for us in the neighborhood.
Have there ever been any other variances needed for this property for any of the other portions of the building?
I can't hear you, Lloyd.
Have there been, has this property?
I can't answer that offhand, I don't believe so.
Yeah, I don't, I've been on the board a long time, I don't remember it ever coming before. So this would be the first variance.
I'm against it.
I think after driving down the street and coming back toward Ferndale, I think it would stick out quite a bit. I agree. Okay. So do I have a board member willing to make a motion?
I would be willing to make a motion, but my motion is to deny the variance. I think it'll be an undesirable change in character of the neighborhood, a detriment to nearby property. Benefit can be achieved in any other, in another way. The request is very substantial. There will be an adverse effect and the impact on the physical or environmental conditions of the neighborhood. Difficulty is self-created. So I move for denial.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Question. Kenny?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Dwight?
Yeah.
Kara also, so I'm sorry, you don't.
Thank you.
Then do I have a board member willing to make a motion to adjourn?
A motion.
Second? Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Who seconded that? Oh, I don't usually put that in the minutes, okay. Where's my time? 8:32.
Do ladies need signatures?
Yeah, if you're a high school student that needs a signature, any one of us can sign a paperwork.
She should go.
No, I wanna do all the signing.
She reminds me of someone that has high-wired cancer.
I saw you struggle, it's been a long day.
Oh, it's changed.
But you never close your eyes, it'd be great.
But her property has been disaster.
Here's a couple of these.
His neighbors hate it. I don't, I know, I'm gonna go. It's a good thing I'm not gonna do this anymore.
Well, maybe not that hard.
Oh, yeah, it is hard. I don't, we gotta turn this off. Okay, how do we do this? Here? Oh, no, it's on the side, just pushed out.